From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And my first guest today is Alexis Janulis, Illinois Secretary of State since 2023. The office has a lot of functions in state government, the most public-facing of which has to do with issuing driver's licenses and license plates. The job also oversees the Illinois State Library and the State Archives, among many other duties. I think it's worth noting that one of the things the Illinois Secretary of State does not oversee is election administration. This has come up a lot in recent years, where we've heard about how people in that role in other states do and do not faithfully execute that aspect of their duties, but that is not the arrangement we have in Illinois. Janulis has been active in Illinois politics, off and on, for roughly two decades now. He was previously treasurer of Illinois from 2007 to 2011. I will say, if you have questions for Janulis, you can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We're going to be talking about real ID, mobile ID, and more. 800-222-9455. And with that, Secretary Janulis, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on the 21st Show and honored that you'd have me.
All right. Well, let's begin with real ID. The deadline for this is quickly approaching. I've said this so many times in my many years as a reporter now, but is it really going to happen this time? And what do people need to know about this?
Well, so this has been, you know, we have tried to raise awareness about real IDs since we took office over a year ago. We did another press conference. We did more press conferences 6 months ago to let people know that if they need a real ID, they should go out and get them. For many people, they do not need a real ID. The other point that we're trying to make is that May 7th is not a drop-dead deadline. We will continue to issue real IDs throughout the summer, throughout the fall, basically forever. So we have made real ID compliance a priority. We've worked really hard to get the word out. We've really gone out of our way, especially the last few weeks, as we've seen an unprecedented demand for these real IDs to increase the number of appointments. We opened up Saturday facilities. This morning we announced the opening of a Real ID Super Center. So while this is a federally mandated identification system, it has nothing to do with the state of Illinois or our office, it's our job to implement it. What we're seeing are challenges across the country also. You know, in Florida, folks are literally sleeping in their cars or sleeping in tents outside of facilities to try and get in line to get their Real ID. So we really encourage folks to go to our website to make sure that they really need a real ID because the demand is, as I mentioned, unprecedented.
Yeah, maybe you can remind us, what are the circumstances in which someone will need one of these sort of higher criteria identification cards? You know, air travel is obviously one of the big ones, but there are others.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're over 18 and you plan to travel, if you do not have a passport, you might want to get a real ID. The other, so if you have a valid U.S. passport, you're under the age of 18, you will not need a real ID. The other point of confusion is that, you know, Homeland Security and TSA have been referring to May 7 as a deadline date, which is misleading. You know, Illinois and every other state will continue to issue these IDs after May 7th. You know, we're seeing sort of a frenzy of folks who are coming to our facilities worried about this real ID deadline. The other issue, Brian, that we're seeing really exploding is, since this administration has taken over in Washington, D.C., there's this misnomer out there that unless you have a real ID, you don't have proper identification, you're not in some sort of federal database, that you can't vote, that you're going to be deported, none of which are true. If you have a valid driver's license, you don't need a real ID to drive a vehicle. If you have a valid state ID, and don't have a real ID, that is still a proper form of identification. So we're seeing a lot of folks from the immigrant communities. We're seeing folks in underserved communities showing up, really worried that they need this real ID.
And so you flying, getting on a military base is, I guess, one of the other circumstances where you'd need it. How is the process for getting a real ID different from, you know, a garden variety driver's license or a state ID card?
Great question. So the information that's needed for a real ID, because it is a federally mandated identification, there's more that's required than we do for driver's license. Again, that's not our requirement. These are federally mandated requirements. So the individual that are applying for a real ID have to do so in person, again, because it's federally mandated, at an Illinois facility, and they're required to present a U.S. birth certificate, a U.S. passport, naturalization certificate, or a certificate of citizenship, proof of a full Social Security number, two current residency documents that list your full name, and a proof of your signature. That's the other issue. People are, you know, waiting in line, or they're booking an appointment, coming down to a facility, and they realize they don't have all the paperwork, which is another reason that we're really encouraging folks to go to our website. We've created a virtual checklist for folks on our website.
Last thing I want to ask you about this, and you've been very careful to emphasize this is a federal requirement. This is not something that Illinois imposed, and you've only been in the Secretary of State's office for a couple of years, so I'm not trying to hold you accountable for all the delays here. Obviously, this is a nationwide issue, but this was a recommendation, a safety recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. It's been almost 24 years since September 11th. It's been 20 years that this has been in the works. What does it say to you, broadly speaking, about American government that this has taken so long, this, you know, theoretically important safety tool to actually become a reality?
Well, you know, I'll, as Secretary of State, I won't opine on the failures of the federal government. But as a citizen, you know, it's frustrating. They announced that this legislation passed. The deadline continues to be kicked down the road. It's caused confusion. People don't know what they need. There has not been a lot of direction from Homeland Security and TSA, so it's very frustrating. They haven't allocated any new funds for this Real ID program. So, you know, we've spent 2 years since we've been in office moving to an appointment-only system, modernizing the office, focusing on customer service, eliminating the time tax. We've essentially eliminated lines at our facilities, which was one of the promises I made when I ran for this office. And now, because of this federally mandated Real ID, which who knows if they're going to change the deadline again or what they're going to do or what the enforcement provisions will be, we're seeing lines and issues strictly because of Real ID and strictly because the confusion and lack of guidance that's been provided. So it's a long way of saying, as an American, as a voter, I'm very frustrated, not shocked. As Secretary of State, it's not my job to have an opinion. I'm just here to carry out the mandate that the federal government has imposed on us.
Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Secretary of State Alexei Genilius about a variety of topics, including mobile ID, real ID, and more. You can join the conversation today at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. All right, let's turn to mobile ID. I'm looking at my phone right now. I've got bank card, Starbucks card, Barnes & Noble, Chipotle, fitness center, pass, hotel rewards card, so many cards on my phone. I understand I'm going to be able to get my driver's license in there pretty soon. For people who are maybe not as an early adopter as others, can you just explain what is a mobile driver's license or ID?
Yes. So from day one, a primary goal of my administration and one of the things that I promised on the campaign trail a few years ago has been to modernize the office. Whether it's offering more services online, reducing wait times at our facilities, or introducing products like the mobile driver's license, we want to leverage new, secure technology to better serve our customers. And Brian, when we took over the office, we noticed that the technology infrastructure was dangerously outdated. I've never seen anything like it, but we've proceeded to work on a complete overhaul of the state's technology. And one of those promises that I made was to introduce mobile IDs, mobile driver's license. So we're expecting to make mobile IDs available to Illinoisans by the end of this year. People can sign up for updates on our website. But, you know, as you mentioned, the world is changing. You know, if I go to the Bulls game tonight, my tickets are on my phone. If I take my wife to the movies, our tickets are on our phone. So we're just trying to catch up to what some of the other states in the country are doing. The move to mobile IDs really represents a growing trend across the U.S. as a technology has become even more fraud resistant than physical cards. I think a rare silver lining of the COVID-19 pandemic is that it sped up the widespread adoption of contactless identification methods significantly, including mobile IDs. So Illinois would now be joining 12 other states that already offer mobile forms of identification, while at least, I think it's 18 other states are currently working toward the implementation of mobile IDs. So we're excited about the technology. This is one of the fun parts of the job, and I think what we're hearing from folks is that they're also equally excited about this technology.
What can you use it for? I mean, getting into a bar, purchasing alcohol. If you get pulled over by the police, do you have to turn over your phone if that's your ID? What are the sort of practical implications of this?
So that's a great question. This will not, you know, folks will still have their physical driver's license if they want them. So we don't want folks to freak out. There are, you know, we do have some Illinoisans who don't want a mobile ID, don't really want this change, like having their card, so that will not change. We don't want to scare people. But yeah, this will be a way to use your driver's license. You know, we have a contract with Apple. It's going to be in the Apple Wallet, so you can pull up your ID on your phone. The other really cool piece about this is that the new technology actually allows for more privacy by allowing individuals to decide what personal information they share, you know, via an encrypted data exchange between their device and the reader. And mobile IDs offer privacy controls that allow people to verify their age when legally purchasing alcohol, cannabis, renting a car, while hiding other personal information like their address. So if your, you know, daughter goes to a bar and she wants to show that she can get into that bar but doesn't want the bouncer or others to see her address, this technology shields the address but gives the pertinent information. So the technology allows us to do a lot of things, allows the user to do a lot of things, and secures their privacy. So we're fired up about it.
And is this going to be free for people if they want to do it, or is there a cost?
It will be free.
Okay. And why Apple? Why you're leaving a lot of Android users, I'm sure, scratching their heads right now, who would want to participate in this as well?
You know, it's coming for everyone, not just Apple, but the contract we have now is we're in the middle of this, has been signed with Apple. Everyone, whether you have an Android, whether you have an Apple, Google, you know, it'll all work seamlessly.
And is this going to be compatible with the Real ID we were talking about a few minutes ago, or will you still need that physical card for airports and that sort of thing?
Well, back to your point about the federal government, our hope, and I can't control the Real ID doesn't fall under us. Our hope is that they will also implement the same system. That's a great question. We've posed it to Homeland Security. We haven't gotten a lot of color on that yet, but I can't imagine a scenario where they also don't catch up to this technology. And I hope I'm right.
Let's talk about, you mentioned, you know, wanting to modernize the office when you came in. I can't remember when the website actually changed from Cyber Drive Illinois, if that was before or after you came into office, a very 90s sort of name for it. But what are some of the other things you've done? And, you know, for people maybe who haven't been in person to a motor vehicles facility in a few years?
Well, not only have we, it's not just for motor and vehicle services, we have really work to modernize the entire office. So the way that we issue library grants, our business services division, I'm really proud of the fact that for the first time ever, we have an electronic notary system, which Illinois has never had. We also introduced for the first time ever in Illinois an electronic lien and title system, which, you know, our car dealers and car owners and auction houses are excited about. We also announced our Skip the Line program, which allows people to book appointments so that they don't have to wait in line at the DMV. We've changed our website. We have a brand new website where we are encouraging folks to do more online. We've added a number of services that folks can go online without even coming to a facility to get done. You can get a new vehicle sticker with a QR code. We announced our one-stop shop DMV services. Another thing that I'm very proud of, about 6 months ago, we announced our self-service DMV fast lanes, which are essentially ATM machines that are kiosks. So you can go to a grocery store and, you know, get Secretary of State services from what looks like an ATM machine. It's a really, really cool technology that, you know, we've been working on since day one. Rather than having to make a trip to the DMV, customers can actually access these services at a grocery store, library, community center, and it's people love it because it provides more, you know, it makes their lives a little easier.
Sure, sure. All right, Alexei Janulius is the Illinois Secretary of State. He's been in office since 2023. Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Coming up after the break, we are going to be turning to the institution of the American Shopping Mall. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.